Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
And good evening. Wherever you are on our lovely planet, I'm Arielle.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yes.
Today's show is True Love.
True Love.
Yes.
If you're a fan of Princess Bride.
Marriage. True Love. Although we're not talking about it only in the romantic sense today, we're talking about being loving. And if you read the intro to this radio show, you'll know that we used a quote by Mother Teresa, and we'll just say it now, and that is, if you judge people...
You have no time to love them.
Mother Teresa.
And obviously, Ariel and I finish each other's sentences.
So we always like to warn people that up front. Now, especially since we're talking about true love today, there's really nothing much more loving than listening. And if you really listen to somebody...
Really listen to what a person's saying, to hear what they're saying from their point of view.
Not about agreeing, disagreeing, thinking about... It's simply about dropping your perspective.
No. Oh, yes. And taking on their perspective.
Yes, and being here to hear what they have to
right.
say.
Right, so you have to also drop your agendas or where you're going. So you have to let go of what you're thinking about to hear another person's point of view. Because that brings us to the three principles of instantaneous transformation.
Let's do it.
The second one is that no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So if you're busy thinking about something, you cannot hear what another person has to say. Not really. Not from their point of view.
You know, actually, if you're thinking about something while somebody's talking to you, you're actually in a form of resistance. You know, what you resist persists.
That's the first principle.
Grows stronger. It dominates your life. It takes longer. So you actually are blocking what's coming to you if you're thinking rather than listening.
Very good.
And the third principle is anything you see, or in this case, hear, without judging, completes itself.
Now, that's a little difficult because we've all been raised in cultures that are judgmental, that are based in change, in good and bad and right and wrong, and better and worse, pretty or ugly. And so when you have that dichotomy of good and bad and right and wrong, you're constantly judging yourself and how you're doing and anybody who you happen to be in proximity to.
Have you noticed how much our culture puts a stress on your likes and dislikes? I mean, very clever on Facebook to, if you want to be connected to somebody, you click a thing that says like, which, by the way, you can do. You can like us on Facebook at Transformation Made Easy. I have no problem with that. What we're talking about is likes and dislikes. We're talking about a non-judgmental framework. And our approach is transformational.
Anthropological.
And an anthropologist or a transformational perspective is where you
see what is without judging what you're seeing as good or bad or right or wrong, but you notice the isness of things rather than whether or not you like it or don't like it or would prefer it to be different.
Now, this is really helpful in love relationships, too, because you know that you can get caught up in your likes and your dislikes. I know that there are people listening to this show who are in a marriage or in a relationship, and you've had a fight sometime during this week with your loved one, and it's sometimes challenging to communicate without adding extra energy or anger in regards to what you have to say. And what we're talking about is being able to have straightforward, honest communications without judgment, which can also say, hey, I didn't like the way you spoke to me. And that's non-judgmental. That's just a laying out of your perspective. And
but you can say, I didn't like the way you spoke to me, and have judgments and energy in the way you say it.
Yes,
which
notice
will cause a fight.
I said it very neutrally. I didn't go, I didn't like the way you talked to me. Now, same words, totally different inflection, totally different meaning. One is loving, and the other is not. Let's see, what else do we want to talk about in regards to true love?
Well, it starts with you.
That's true.
It really does. If you are unkind to yourself in your thoughts, you're going to treat anybody who's in a relationship with you in a way similar to the way you treat yourself. If you're unkind to yourself, you'll be unkind to them. In your, if you judge yourself, you'll judge them. It's about giving yourself a break. See, that second principle of instantaneous transformation is really critical, because the fact is that our approach isn't psychotherapeutic, it is anthropological. And with the second principle of instantaneous transformation, it talks about you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life. And if you can only be exactly as you are, then criticizing yourself, complaining to yourself, judging yourself for how you're doing your life, well, that wastes your life, because you can only be doing it how you are in this moment. And if you judge yourself, you're going to judge anybody in relationship with you, because if you find fault with you, anybody who will be in a relationship with you is obviously flawed because they picked you.
You know, oftentimes you think you can go back and hit the do-over button, or you fantasize about what you would do over, but in this moment you can only be exactly as you are, and you can only have done exactly as you did. When we used to work in Bali, Indonesia, there was a saying there, the nasi sudah jadi bubur.
The rice is already made into
mush. That you can't, and then tidak buat apa. So the whole thing was nasi sudah jadi bubur, tidak buat apa, which means the rice has already been cooked to mush. You cannot go back and uncook it. And that's really the way it is with life. And I was thinking about that just now, because earlier I was heating my brownie in the microwave, and I overheated it, and it started to smolder. And I can still smell in our house.
The kitchen still smells like you went by the garbage dump.
It smells like burnt brownie. I mean, there were smells, but there are certainly better smells. But when that came out, it had a little trail of smoke coming out of the top of it, which was pretty funny. And I couldn't get it to stop smoking. I was laughing at it. I couldn't uncook that brownie. And people have gone through their lives, and they've had experiences. You cannot uncook the experiences that you have, but you can certainly stop judging them. And if you stop resisting and judging who you are and how you've been and the way your life has turned out and your childhood and all of those other background things, they cease to dominate your life.
Right. But here's the thing. Our minds are like computers, and what they do is they spit up the same story over and over and over again. It's like listening to a country music in a song that plays in your head, even though it plays unbidden. You hear something and it plays over and over, but we have the same self-deprecating thoughts or ideas, or we have the idea that our parents did it wrong, or our childhood was somehow less than it should have been, or there was too much supervision or not enough supervision, or whatever our story is. The story runs forward in time, and until you get distracted from the story and get engaged in your life, that story will continue. So we're suggesting that you listen to this radio show, and the listening itself will be enough to bring you into the current moment. If you get into the current moment, you lose that. The story loses its dominance over your life.
And you actually get practiced at being present as opposed to judging your life. Both can happen simultaneously, but you can disengage from your judgmental system. Each of us have a fully formed judgment system. And we're not saying that judgments are bad things. That's in change. Change makes judgment bad.
Well, judgments are like beautiful jacket or nice tie or
great haircut.
Right. That's it. Those are all judgments.
And also, we use the judgments to discern what's coming at us as we're walking down the street to see whether or not danger is coming, etc. And, of course, you have in there built-in prejudices and whatnot. But what we're talking about is being able to suspend the judgments that you have, either about yourself, your family members, your loved ones, so that you can actually be here with them.
And have the experience of love.
That's really true. You can either be right
or have
the experience of love.
Right. We can't have both.
We went to our doctor's office recently, and he was delayed at the hospital. And so we were watching, well, we weren't actually watching, but it was playing Divorce Court. And it was really interesting to hear how happily these people were laying out their judgments of each other. And back to the day we got married, or the day I gave birth, or when this happened and that happened, it was a list keeping of transgressions.
So you can have a magical relationship with your life, with yourself, and with your loved one, but you have to give something up, and that's the list of transgressions.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
That might be too much.
No. No, you have to give it up. You don't. You can keep it, but then you just don't have the experience of loving or being loved.
They don't happen simultaneously.
Well, they're mutually exclusive.
It's like a toggle switch. The light is either on or it is off. And there is no rheostat.
Right. So if you're right about how the other person is wrong, no matter what it is, then you lose the ability to experience love and loving, or the ability to feel fully self-expressive. What else?
So if you're being right about something right now, don't be hard on yourself for being right about it.
You can't help but be right about it. But if you can discover that you've been being right, then you can let go of that.
Yep. It's kind of like holding something in your hand and letting your hand open and it drops. If you just relax a little, you can let go of anything that you're being right about. It won't hurt, I promise.
No, it really won't.
It
just
won't.
Takes give up being prideful. And that's one of those deadly sins. Let's go to a break.
I love it. We have to go to break now. We'll be back shortly. Come on back, everyone.
And don't miss
being here.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. We're talking about true love today. Speaking of love, do you love us? Okay, do you like us? Like us on Facebook. You can find out everything we're doing. We send out information, and also some of the wonderful people who've been writing blogs lately, those go up on our Facebook page as well. Transformation Made Easy. Just click like. Also, our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. You can go there and join our email list. And tomorrow is the article of the month and the video of the month. We have some transformational workplace tips coming out tomorrow, a little video. It's really quite wonderful. So if you go up there and join our email list, you'll get all that information as well. So we are back. We have a caller. Shall we take him?
Oh, yes, let's.
Eric, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Yes, good. How are you?
Excellent. Where are you today?
I am in Natick, Massachusetts.
Natick, Massachusetts.
Excellent. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. So this subject speaks to me so well. What's hysterical about this is just before I get on with you, I get really nervous. And I've called into the show before.
Yeah.
And I've known you guys for a considerable amount of time. But I'm so aware that I want to do it right, that I want to be the perfect caller, or that I just...
I think that's rather sweet in a certain respect, Eric, because I think that that happens to you anytime your attention goes on you, that you're habituated to having a pressure to try to do something right.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's as if your communications are going through a net of judgment where you're like a fact checker.
Well, I have another slant on it, Eric. My sense is that you are very, very hard on yourself. And I say this not only because of my experience in knowing you, but just this conversation brings it up.
Uh-huh.
And you're afraid we're going to see something about you that you would consider negative.
Oh, absolutely.
You have the expectation that we'll see you the way you
Or at least judge you the way you judge you.
Yeah, I think my experience of you is that you could never be that mean.
Absolutely.
Well, you know,
but to ourselves we might be able to be mean. We started out mean to ourselves, not ourselves as in me being mean to Ariel, but me being mean to me and Ariel being mean to Ariel. And then we would visit that on each other, not intentionally, but it would be the way it was because that's the way we were treating ourselves.
You know, we do this, I know that you're aware of it, but we have a online subscription series called the Premium Excellence Club. And what happens in the Premium Excellence Club is each week people get a video of us working with somebody, a little mini session, and also article each month and question and answer. So people who are members of the Premium Excellence Club write us questions and we answer those questions. And mainly, universally, what we see in the questions is that people are so hard on themselves that, and it's transparent to people because it's normal to have those thoughts.
Well, not only that, you were raised by people who are hard on themselves, and you learn that behavior, that way of operating into life, the same way you learn the language that you grew up in. So
right.
you not only learned the language, but you learned the mannerisms, the body postures, the way of being of the culture you grew up in. I remember once Ariel and I were on the Italian Riviera, and we were walking behind this little girl who was walking with her mother and father, and she must have been 2 or 3 years old, and she was talking, but she was using her hands as to gesture and emphasize everything she had to say, just like she learned from the people around her.
Yeah.
You know, and as Shia is talking right now, he says talking. I say talking. I don't anymore because I learned how to make the awe sound. Because they didn't have that in Oregon.
Ariel grew up.
Where I grew up. You learn regionalisms in the sounds you make in your voice the same way as you learn familiarisms about how to be hard on yourself. And that's one of the exciting adventures of being an anthropologist in your own life, is to discover how it's put together, not to blame anybody, not your parents or your grandparents or your culture or yourself, but to get interested in how it's put together without judging what you see.
Well, that's the magic of instantaneous transformation. See, we've been raised in a psychological modality or paradigm. I mean, Freud was doing the best he could do, but what he came up with really isn't necessary in order to have a balanced life. In order to have a balanced life, you need to be in the current moment of your life. If you're lost in the past or future, worrying about what isn't, you miss the current moment of your life. So what we're all about is directing people into this, the current moment of your life, which allows you to sync up with your life so that the old mechanical behaviors just drop away, not out of your wishing them to go away, but out of your noticing them without doing anything about them.
You know, we're not suggesting that a person's past hasn't had an impact on who they are today, nor does it doesn't affect you. But with awareness and being here, you can neutralize the mechanical type of interactions that you have with your life so that you can actually be present. You have the potential for something wholly new and creative rather than a repeat of what you did before and the day before that and the day before that.
Okay. I'm stuck with one sort of idea that...
Please, tell us the idea you're stuck with.
You're talking about being an anthropologist. I feel like since I've been working with you guys, I do notice things, but I forget to wear my anthropologist hat. I tend to... I mean, obviously, I don't have a hat that says anthropologist on it.
Yes.
To be clear. But,
yes.
But I somehow find
myself... If you did, you'd look a little geeky.
But I get sucked into what I'm looking at.
Yes, you do, but you know what?
But that's only because you resist what you're looking at. See, look, you don't get sucked into being happy all the time.
No, otherwise I probably wouldn't be calling.
Well, maybe I would. You might be, because I'm happy. I mean,
and you might be calling just to share with everybody
your happiness.
Good point.
But the game is that when you resist something, that's when you get sucked into it. That's when you personalize it as though it's got something to do with you. Look, a person in your environment can be upset or angry. It may not have anything at all to do with you, but most of us, when somebody around us gets upset, we get upset to match their upset, as though our upset is somehow justified because they're behaving in a way that's not kind.
Right.
And also, if they get upset, it triggers anything that's left over in us, hence road rage. That
right.
A person who's angry and aggressive on the road will stimulate the aggression in another driver.
Exactly.
And then if you take it back to home, that the upset of a loved one stimulates whatever's left over in you.
And if they're behaving in a way that doesn't fit your preferences, then you're going to try to do something to get them to behave the way you think they ought to. And this is not a loving situation at this point.
You know, Eric, there was something inherent in your observation or comment about, well, you forget to wear your anthropologist hat.
Yeah.
And that is the judgment that that happens.
Are you saying that I judge myself as failing or being
yes.
wrong or somehow if I'm not having a keen awareness of being of trying to be not judged or not trying? But just if I see myself judging myself, all I hear in my head now is you, Ariel, singing a song you've sung in seminars.
What?
Stop picking on yourself for picking on yourself.
Oh, yeah? How's it go? I don't remember.
Oh, well, I don't want to. You sing it with a country twang, and it is quite nice. And for people should come and hear you sing it in seminars. It's
okay,
worth
you can't,
the price,
you can't
but,
sing country, huh?
But
I'll tell you something. When this show goes archived,
yeah,
go back and listen again. When you laid out the idea that you forget sometimes, and you dive into your whatever the situation
is. The drama of your life.
Before Shia pointed out to you that you're only
resisting
diving into
something.
The things that you resist in,
right.
You will see that that's not just I do this, it's a phenomena, I don't understand it. It's laid out like it's a failing on your part, like I should be over this already.
Anything you think you should be over already, you will keep around.
It owns you.
Yeah, you are absolutely right, of course.
And anything that you want to get rid of or think is shows you in a poor light, those are the things that stick around over the years, through the eons of time. They probably were passed on to you by your familial heritage.
I mean, you can't argue with truth.
Well, you can.
Oh,
well, no, I'm choosing not to right now. It's what you're saying is absolutely true.
Yeah, can you see it? It's like the moment you see you have taken that high dive into your drama, once you see it, you're already out. And that's the point, not to judge yourself for having gone there. And then you get better at holding your center. You get more practiced at it. The more you see something and not judge it, the more practiced you get at an anthropological transformational lifestyle, and it becomes easy.
Hey, we have to go to a break. Do you think you could come back and join us after the break?
Sure.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
Yeah. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Stay connected. Sign up for our newsletter. Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. Hey, happy Labor Day, everybody in the United States. I know that's coming Monday, so those of you who normally come to Monday Night Alive, don't come this Monday because everybody's off celebrating. We're back on September 12th. And if you want to join us in New York for our next weekend workshop, it's Transformation
in the Workplace. That's where most of us spend most of our lives, is in the workplace. I mean, you know, if you take a look at it, even if you go to work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, there's the travel to, the travel from, and frequently we don't leave work at work when we come home, so we're thinking of it there. So it can be a very, very large part of our lives.
September 24th and 25th, that's when it is.
It's in New York City.
Find out more about it on our website.
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
There you go.
Hey.
Still with us, Eric?
I am.
Excellent.
And it may be a continuation of the same sort of thing, but when you're talking about just noticing and not having a judgment, it feels somehow like there should be a penance or a kind of, I can't, it's so ridiculous I have this notion, but it feels like that is too letting yourself off easy, which I...
Well, let's talk about that. What's wrong with letting yourself off easy?
Right. I mean,
Has punishing yourself severely really helped you in any way?
I mean, I can't think of any way that it really has. I just feel like...
Look, that's part of your enculturation.
Well, let's look at it away from you for a moment, because I think it might be easier for you to see.
Okay.
So you're married.
Yes.
And let's say your wife, Karen, promises to bring home a loaf of bread.
Uh-huh.
And she forgets it.
Okay.
And now, question. Which is going to support her in overall being rigorously harsh with her and grilling her about how come and how could she and why and go to your room without me for forgetting her bread, or saying, oh, that's okay, let's make something else?
Right. I actually had a third option, which was like, that's okay, sweetie, I'll go get the bread. I'll be right back.
Okay.
But that's fine if you actually did that without punishing her for doing it.
Right, not like a guilt, like, oh, okay, I'm going to go get the bread.
No, yeah, more like it's not a big deal, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're already upset.
Yeah.
Then if you're already upset, you're at least going to sigh that she forgot. That's more your style. Okay, I'll go get it. Right?
That's totally my style.
Yes. No, but now take a look. If you forgot the bread and you walk in the door without it and you realize you don't have it.
Oh, I can't repeat what's said in my head about it.
That's right. But like Shia said, you learned that.
Yeah.
And you don't have to listen to that internal commentary as if it's true.
Or as if it's you.
Right. Really, yeah, I can almost hear my father's voice in my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sure you can. It's funny, you know, I had an uncle when I was a kid. His name was Morris. And his voice, I've always found it very disturbing. And then when I was a child, you know, in grammar school, they had a wire recorder. That's before tape recorder, before,
digital,
et cetera. Anything else, CDs or DVDs. And they had a wire recorder, and we heard ourselves talking. And the thing that I found most disturbing was that my voice sounded a lot like my Uncle Morris's voice. Because it was a familial thing. I learned to speak the way these people spoke.
Right. And I see that I learned to communicate with myself the way I heard my father talk.
Well, you blame it on your father.
Well,
I say it was more universal than that. I say it was more the whole community in which you grew up in.
Okay.
I mean, but you had your father as the bad guy.
Okay.
Certainly. You know, parents are really good at getting one or the other to look like they're the bad guy.
Yeah.
You got the good one and the bad one, and sometimes they switch.
Yeah. I'd say that's true.
And you keep saying, yeah, like my father. But if you extend out, I'll bet you that was a if not community-wide, a fairly strong cultural bent of child-rearing at that time.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it goes beyond my family into, like, where I grew up, I'm sure.
Yes, but you...
And the time, right, I'm sorry.
And the time, yes.
Yes, but when you talk about it, it's your father.
True.
So you're still being hard, you're being right,
that
or being loving.
Right.
Okay.
The same way you are with yourself.
Right.
And, you know, look, Eric, as you get older, you look in the mirror, you look more and more like your father every day.
Oh, absolutely.
And those old thought processes are actually hardwired in, but you can bypass them.
Yeah, you can stop going down those particular roads.
Okay.
You know, it's as if you're looking at a map, a satellite map, so you can see all the streets.
Right, right.
And you have choices of streets you can go down to reach a destination. And initially, you only had one street to go down, the one you knew.
Right.
But then if you get high enough up and looking down, you'll see, oh, there are different alternative routes.
And like our GPS, if you go down the wrong way, you can recalculate.
Right. New route.
We put our GPS in British because the American English sounds irritated with us, recalculating, like you screwed up. And the British one's like, recalculating? So it just sounds so much less sensorial.
Yeah, it's more civilized.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling into the show today.
In. I really appreciate it.
Now, next thing. Once you hang up today, see if you can do your best not to rehash this conversation and talk to yourself about
You should have said what you could have said, but it was would have been a better answer.
I will do that.
Perfect.
Thank you.
And hi to Karen for us, will you?
Yes.
I will. Much love to you guys.
Excellent. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Excellent. We have another caller.
Alexa.
Hi.
Hi. Now, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bachterheide in Germany.
Where is that?
That is about 30 kilometers above Hamburg.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
All right. So now we have kind of a picture of that.
You're in Germany now.
Yes.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Well, when I was listening to your conversation with Eric, it was very amazing to me because it's just the same what happens with me all the time, judging myself and listening to my inner commentary and knowing that I resist it and can not get rid of it. And so, yeah.
Can I stop you for a second?
Yes, please.
You know, it's interesting because, you see, your talk about this inner commentary as though you're not it.
I try to not to be it.
I know, but the voice, the same voice that tells you you're doing great is the voice that tells you you're not doing well.
Yeah, that's right. That's truly right.
The same voice that says, I don't like this is the same one that says, I love this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really like walking on the edge of a roof. You know, you fall off to one side or the other really easily. The game is to realize that the voice you're listening to is not you.
Yes, yes, and that's what I'm forgetting most of the time. That's not me, because as you said before, I'm used to listen to it because I grew up in the way, and I learned how that is the way of living, in fact. So I forgot that's not me, and I got lost a lot of time in my thoughts, and especially in the last few days and weeks, I was judging myself so hardly, and I realized that, and I wanted to get rid of it, and I realized that it's resistance, but I couldn't get out of this circle. I'm so stuck in it, and
Alexa, let's talk about how this circle works. And one of the things that is so natural that people do, but one that keeps it going. So you see yourself in a cycle of being hard on yourself, and you want to get out of it. Of course,
yes.
You do. I mean, who doesn't? But the wanting to get out of it is a form of resisting it rather than just seeing it.
Yeah, we did a Monday night not too long ago, and there was a fellow whose name was Tom, and he was talking about how he's recently noticed that he's been sad, and his sadness comes, and he said, I notice it, and it disappears. See, because he wasn't resisting it, he just noticed it. And what he was shocked about was how fast it disappeared when he looked at it.
Because it has a certain intensity for him when it comes, and it used to be something that really overwhelmed him.
And he didn't want it, and he didn't like it. And so his not wanting it, not liking it, was what kept it around.
And you know what's really wonderful? You may not quite see this yet, but here we're speaking to Eric. He's from one culture, the Jewish culture, and he's outside of Boston area. And here you are, and I'll bet you your inner commentary is in German, and there's this universality to how people are hard on themselves. And if you don't, it's like to start recognizing that being hard on yourself is not a problem. It's the way minds are structured.
And it's the way we've learned to relate to life, and it's not bad. And if you just see it, it disappears.
I was taught that judging myself or being sad or something like that is bad. and
yes.
that I have to get rid of it because I have to be happy and funny and whatever, and that it's not allowed to be sad or...
You know
or,
what, Alexa? A yes. lot of people have that, and we're going to leave people that for a moment while we go to a break. Can you come
okay.
back with us after the break?
Sure.
All we'll right.
talk about it more after the break.
We'll be back shortly. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shaya Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. Just a reminder again that tomorrow, September 1st, you can get our online newsletter. Just sign up for it on the Excellence Club. Go to transformationmadeeasy.com on the far right-hand side. Just go to the Excellence Club and sign up to join if you haven't already. And since we're speaking to Alexa here in the Hamburg area, it's a reminder to us that we are coming to Hamburg to do two courses in October, the Freedom to Breathe and License to Live courses, October 13th through 16th. You can also find more about that on our website. And they are wonderful, wonderful courses, and you're invited. Alexa, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Excellent.
So what were we talking about?
Well, she was talking about how she was trained to think that being
yes,
upset is bad.
Or yes, absolutely. We've all been trained to think that. But, you see, can you not be upset when you're upset?
No.
Right. So in this current moment, if you're upset, that's the only way you could possibly be.
Yes.
Yes. So then it isn't bad. It's just the way you're being.
Yes, and that's what I sometimes forget.
But
that's the only way I can be.
Yes, but you still think you should be different. That's what keeps you stuck there.
Mm. See, yeah, that's true.
If you just notice that you are sad, for instance, that sadness will disappear in an instant if you just notice it. But if you notice it and think, I shouldn't be sad, sad is not good, I should be happy, then you'll stay sad.
Mm, that's right.
You see, you don't have this idea that you should be you should. You don't think you should not be happy when you feel happy.
No.
So happiness goes quickly.
Oh yes.
But if you feel sad or angry or upset, you think, oh, I should be over this. I should be happy, not sad, and then you get stuck with it.
Oh yeah, that's right. I felt that so much, especially in the last days, that I was upset or afraid or something and noticed it. And, it persists and stayed.
Well, I'm sure you didn't just notice it then.
You didn't just notice it.
Noticing is neutral. It's kind of like holding an ice cube in the sun, something that's frozen in place, like your fear or upset. It melts it away just by seeing it. But if you notice and judge at the same time or wish it were over or think, oh, gosh, I wasn't wish I wasn't back here again, that's the first principle again. It just sticks it right back in place.
Yes.
And, you know, something both you and Eric said in different ways was this pressure that we've learned to try to be a better us, a different us. I mean, that's the self-help, self-improvement basis, actually, the idea of looking and finding a better way. That's what got Shai and I initially looking, and we tried to improve the quality of our lives. We found we had the long lists of what was wrong and how we could be better. And ultimately, when Shai had that epiphany where he stopped working on himself, where he realized that this moment he could only be exactly as he was. When he had the experience of that, our whole life transformed, and then there's no improvement needed. Life improves upon itself. It just expands as you go along without you having to direct it or effort at it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you read our books?
Yes. The Working on Yourself Doesn't Work and the Magical Relationship book I read, yes.
Excellent. You might want to just go back, open it up again, and take a look again, because sometimes I've noticed that when I'm learning something new and I read it for the first time, I'm grappling with the concepts, and then when I go back and read it again, I see how much deeper the information goes in and how much easier it is. It opens new possibilities for me, where my trying to understand it before sometimes blocks that process.
That's right. The experience I made is that reading a book a second or third time, I find sometimes things that I didn't find in the first or second time, and that's really a good thing. So you can it's widening your horizon when you find new things in the books, and so I will read them again.
Excellent.
Yes, but you see, the thing is this also, Alexa, you're not the same person now that you were when you read that book.
Also, our third book you might really love also, because it's all just stories. It's called Being Here, like the radio show, or if you get it in the English version, it's Sign.
The German version.
I mean, the German version is called Sign, and it's really quite wonderful as well.
Yes, that's the next book I want to have.
Excellent. And by the way, for those of you who are listening in the European community, we have an international call coming up on September 20th, and there is a hub in Hamburg and perhaps one near you, so you can find out where that is and join us for that call. Thank you so much for calling us into our show today, Alexa. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you.
Yes, it's nice to meet you like this.
Yeah, I hope to meet you soon, too.
Well, are you joining us in Hamburg
for
the weekend there?
Yes, I will.
Wonderful. Then we'll get to meet you in person.
That's right.
Yes, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Excellent.
We will then look forward to it as well.
If you want to join Alexa, you are welcome in Hamburg for the Freedom to Breathe on the 13th or the 14th, 15th, 16th of October is License to Live. And I know people from there often come to New York, and people from all over the United States have come over to Europe, and so you're invited to also even cross the Atlantic should you so choose.
Right, either direction.
You know, it's been lovely being with all of you today. It really has. It feels rather
complete.
Yeah, it's just kind of relaxed and lovely. And
well, that's what love is.
Yes.
Relaxed and lovely.
Yes.
And kind to itself.
Yes, for no reason. simply for being. I mean, simply for being here.
The way it is, right. So we're going to say goodbye.
We look forward to seeing those of you.
This is the final break.
Yes, look forward to seeing those of you in the New York area who can make it on September 12th. We miss you. Come join us. We'll be back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.